Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Hannah Javed. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on October 24th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's Provost Kathleen Haggerty plans to step down at the end of the 2025-26 academic year after 5 years of service. Haggerty was the first female provost of Northwestern appointed in 2020 and served during challenges from COVID to the federal funding freeze. Ready to move on, Haggerty leaves an impressive legacy of advancing educational policies and academic priorities and leading the response to the federal funding freeze, overseeing programs to bolster outreach and positive discourse, such as the NU Prison Education Program and Littlewitz Center for Enlightened Disagreement. Haggerty ends her time at NU with a bang. In Chicago news, Mayor Brandon Johnson has received pressure from communities to bar ICE agents from staging raids on city property. Residents of Little Village witnessed ICE raiding in a water department parking lot. Resident Baltazar Enriquez wrote a letter to Mayor Johnson questioning the purpose of the executive order prohibiting ICE from staging raids on public property if it cannot be enforced. Confronting the current administration, a U.S. judge ordered the Department of Defense to return books about gender and race back to 5 school libraries on military bases. In April, students in Virginia, Kentucky, Italy, and Japan argued that their First Amendment rights were violated when 600 books were removed for covering topics such as racism, LGBTQ+ pride, and identity. On the international front, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it has sanctioned Russia's 2 largest oil companies just a day after President Trump met with Russian President Putin to discuss the war with Ukraine ending. Trump told reporters that now is the time to attempt to use sanctions to try and end the war. This form of punishment on an aggressor state is not uncommon. Trump's actions may be in response to pressure applied by Ukraine President Zelensky, Europe, and members of Congress on both parties. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Hannah Javed. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.